Today on the National Mall, hundreds of people gathered to see if they could break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as comic book characters. Well, it looks like they're going to fall short, but still, it was a fun kickoff to AwesomeCon 2014, a pop culture and comic book convention that runs through the weekend. With all the superhero power concentrated next to the U.S. Capitol, NPR's congressional reporter Elsa Chang felt compelled to ask one question. Did they have any advice for Congress?
Sometimes a superhero is what you need when you're talking about a place with so much fighting and gridlock, where special interests try to win at the expense of the common good. I canvassed high and low for answers.
I'm Batgirl.
I'm Colossus, and it's mostly duct tape.
Oh, I'm Death from Sandman.
And then I saw him, gleaming in the sunlight, this figure with long golden hair and lots of pads for muscles. He would know what Congress should do.
So, Mighty Thor, the God of Thunder, do you have any advice for our elected leaders up on the Hill?
I would say get your act together or we're going to send the Hulk to smash.
Greg Elrod from Gaithersburg, Maryland, pretty much echoed a lot of the sentiment around here. No one had any patience for one of the least productive Congresses in recent history. But superhero minds differed on what to do about it. I approached a man with a shiny red skirt flapping across his hairy thighs. Ken Roseman was Supergirl today.
Well, then let's think about it. Could Supergirl change the system?
That is a philosophical question.
It sure is, but what do you think?
Because superheroes could get together and enforce change on their own, but that would be dictatorial. So that's not any better than what we've got. But they could certainly set an example.
What kind of example? I consulted Clark Kent, or Thomas Carr.
All superheroes at some point have to sacrifice. And sometimes you have to put the good of all above the good of the one.
His wife, Carol, the Black Spectre, spelled out what that would mean for Congress.
Get things passed that's good for our country, not necessarily what's good for them or what's good for a corporation.
But some people had counterintuitive advice. Here's what a 5-year-old Superman named Trey Galea thinks Congress should do.
Fight.
Fight! So you think Congress needs to fight more?
Yes.
So maybe what Congress should do is what it already does best. Elsa Chang, NPR News, The Capitol.